excuse.gov.
Seven after the hour. How can you
look at that?
How can you not be excited? Another opportunity, another full hour of conversation. Everybody, let's have a round of applause for another hour of the Good Day Show. On the calendar for the 15th, the Ides of February, so we can prepare for the Ides of March instead of like Et Tu Brute, which is the problem we have in March, right? March 15th, Et Tu Brute.
That's correct.
So February 15th, Et Tu Richie. That could be the...
I'll say June or July myself. Thank you. Yeah, really, Jennifer, okay. Since it's her birthday, she can have February.
Congratulations. The Boomer Broads are here. Anne-Marie and Janet are the two ladies who are here to speak their mind and take no prisoners. You know, I was reading something the other day about how those of us who are in this position in life, the Boomers, are, even though the largest population, we apparently don't get the respect of those people who are on Madison Avenue who want to make sure that the people who are younger have the access to new things, better things, change their buying habits, because all of us old fogies are set in our ways. And, of course, we don't buy anything new. We stay with the same old brands. And today, listening to some of these people talk, and what pushes my hot button here, ladies, is the boomer, the reference to boomers, and how the people who are in their 20s that are deciding where to spend all of the advertising dollars don't seem to get yet still that all the money is concentrated in the hands, whatever little there may be floating around.
Don't get us started on that one.
And it is amazing that this stuff becomes part of, and especially as things change so dramatically, there is little or no money with this younger group, and it's become less because of the realities of the economy. So I don't even begin to get how it is that these people are so removed from... It's who are their bosses?
Well,
are they selling, other than some of the technology?
In between here, if you're an advertiser, A, you want the people with the money, which is the boomers.
Yeah.
B, well, I mean, some of them have taken hits. So a lot of them have
taken
hits.
We all have taken hits.
Okay? Yeah. But B, you also want to get into the brains of the lifetime consumers that, you know, we all buy Green Giant because we grew up with the Jolly Green Giant.
Right. Those are the old rules. We created those rules back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, we're the ones who made
that. But that's when there were only two types of toothpaste and only two types of soda. Then only two types of everything.
People are still loyal to brands, though. Once you get brand loyalty, that's it. You're pretty well locked. I mean, do you notice even? I mean, Jennifer, you're 33.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you go change brands when you go to the supermarket, or do you buy the same brand of green beans, the same brand of ice cream?
I change brands almost all the time.
Really?
Depending on price, sir.
Not only that.
I mean, you know, if you don't want, what are you saying? You don't want my money? Because it's too old? You'd rather go out of business?
But don't forget, even though the younger generation does not have as much money as the boomer generation, that does not stop them from charging and credit. They are happy to spend money that they don't have.
Right.
Where the boomer generation is a little more careful, particularly nowadays with retirement funds dwindling, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Well, it's just, it's something that trends, and we're about trends, and it is a trending focus that seems ill-advised. And I don't say that because I'm the age I am. I say it because the practical reality is that this doesn't make sense. It doesn't, what is the old, it doesn't equate, one of the robots used to say. Is that R2-D2? Who used to say that?
No, it does not compute. That was the guy from Lost in Space.
Oh, okay.
That does not compute.
The little short guy that died years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back, and I guess this plays into it, the sorts of things, I'm curious to know, Anne-Marie and Janet, in comparing what you use for toys, you have an office, you have a big PR firm in Boston, so you have computers, you probably have iPhones.
Yeah, we have it all.
All right. So how do you deal with it? Have you decided that you like the iPhone better than the Droid? Do you have a Kindle? I mean,
what's interesting is we're about to buy, Janet and I, our contracts are up on our phones, and we're about to go buy phones, new phones. But since nobody's advertising to us, so we can do whatever we want. We can go wherever we want nobody seems to care about our money or our contract.
When you say that, when you say nobody's approached you, you have a contract, and the people that are holding the contract now haven't come back to you and said,
No, because we're too old. Maybe. Oh. I don't know.
No. I think what she's saying is the Droids, et cetera, although I will have to give a tip of the hat to Apple, who does recognize the boomers, and the iPad, which I happen to have one of and am totally enamored with and can't live without it.
Her new best friend, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's replaced people in my life, which is kind of sad. But
no, it's not.
They're talking. Apple talks to boomers, and the iPad is a huge boomer tool.
Because it's simple.
It's simple, and you can make it bigger, and you can slow it down. I mean, it's very, very
and it's portable.
Friendly.
And it's very portable.
All right, so this
and,
is
you know,
the right
I
thing for me, then, Rich.
Yeah, you know it, buddy. You'll love it. And I don't know about you guys, but I am 54 years old. I have problems seeing all the phone stuff, all the emails on phones. I'm not what I used to be.
Listen to this, Richie. You're only 54?
Thank you. Gosh, I'm a baby, right?
Right. You want to ask her how much she weighs and then be surprised at that too next?
Really like I would tell you the truth. Oh, come on, the next I told you the truth about my age.
Yeah.
But no, I'm thinking with the phones. I mean, Anne-Marie and I are struggling with it. You know, is an iPhone better than the Droid? What's more user friendly? What makes sense for work? What do you guys have? Doug, do you use it? Any type of?
I have a Samsung. Mobile phone. That's what I have. But
it's not a smartphone. It's a text.
Oh, it's not a smartphone.
Text
okay.
No, but I actually have a plan, and that's why the input that you're giving me is good. Richie and I have talked about having an iPhone or an iPad that I could use. You know, it'd be handy on a plane.
When you travel.
Right. Or when my internet doesn't work, like is the case right now. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It would be. Very good, and my children both think it would be easy for me.
Well,
but
it's
the problem,
very easy.
I can't use it for everything. I still have to have a phone or some device I carry with me when I don't want to have the
what you should do is buy the new iPad when it comes out, and then just stick with your phone you have now.
That's right.
Just to make
because
phone
the
calls.
One thing it can't do is make phone calls. Period. That's about it.
Right.
It's very very light. It handles all the email issues. You can play Angry Birds all day, Doug, which I know is up.
Son,
I knew that was big with you. Yeah.
Angry Birds? What's that?
It's the top-selling
app. Oh, come
on.
And you know, there's one
facet of this conversation that I find fascinating. We haven't brought up price at all. Price is not even important. Doesn't matter how much it is.
Well, isn't there a new one you save $200 on that's just coming out now?
It's not important because they're all within a price point that many people can afford. I mean,
well,
when
you're
talking about $400 or something, you're not talking
about... Well, but there's a new one that's only $200.
This, no.
What's his face was talking about?
That's the iPhone.
But it also goes back to what Doug was saying, and that is that our generation, it has the money. Doesn't matter. I mean, I'm finished paying for my kids. I'm, you know, finished paying for my various large ticket items. So the money's all mine.
But remember 10 years ago when a computer was $1,500 and
it was really
hard? Now anybody can go out and buy a $200 this or a $300 that. They've come to the point where anybody can own pretty much anything they want, you know, within reason, anyway.
Yeah. Between about $200 and $800 you can own from an iPhone to an iPad, and you're covered these days. I don't know if anybody ever... Did you guys get the netbook at all? Did you get...
Jennifer does.
Mean, that was like a year of popularity, and now that's gone.
I actually like mine still, though. And
do you really?
Do you use yours, Jennifer?
I do, and I still think it's good for Doug because it has a webcam, it has easy keyboard for him to use. I mean, when Doug converts over to an iPhone, he's going to have a hard time with the keyboard.
Well, no, he shouldn't do an iPhone. He should do an iPad.
I'm getting used to it because the little access that I have has
a
little
gonna be different, though.
Keyboard, or it is. We're having a conversation.
The iPad and the iPhone do not have keyboards, as you know. It's all on screen. keyboard. So it's right. not a, right. like what you're used to with a netbook or right. a laptop.
And,
so
and April will get Doug on and we'll see how well this goes.
But you have yeah. it's on the screen, so you hit the screen.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
And you know what is very annoying? I don't know if you have this, Rich, if you're dealing with this, but the autocorrect on the iPhones and the iPads, have
yeah.
you dealt with that?
I
yeah. Oh, my God.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, I can't stand it.
If you're typing, it will fix any incorrect spelling. So let's say I type the word what, and I type W-A-T, it'll put in fix the H. But then it also sees words that it doesn't yeah. recognize and says, oh, this must be a mistake. Let me change it to this.
Or sometimes it'll just yeah. try to guess what you're saying and
it
suggest
like
words.
I'll write Janet Prensky, and I'll look up, and it'll say Janet Puppet or right. Janet yeah. something, and I'll be like, are you kidding?
Right.
At that point, I get out the revolver, and I do it all the to the TV.
You can turn that feature off, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, you can?
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
you can?
Oh,
so,
now
yeah.
you tell. Now Janet.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like buying clothing. In a, I mean, it's only here. One size fits all. All right, ladies, that's good. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. The Boomer Broads and technology. See, Richie, people are getting around. You won't be able to make fun of me much longer.
I hope not.
Yeah. It's 18 after. I have my fingers crossed. 18 past on good day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight and Cindy Rowe.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her our repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, our repair was no cost to her.
Windshield chipped? Visit any of our 16 locations and we'll repair it. No appointment necessary.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Here's a shocker. I'm looking at a headline. Beck's rants aren't grounded in facts. He's been listening to the, he gets all his facts from the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Yeah.
That's right.
Beck, yeah.
Facts are irrelevant.
All right. 21 after on Good Day.
It's just conversation.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Doug.
I don't know where you get this version of this song. This is far from the original. However, it makes the point. As we get started with our birthday list for this Tuesday, the 15th of February, Brian Holland, one of the Holland Dozier Holland Motown writers of wonderful music like Baby Love. This brings us around Mr. Holland's 70th birthday. Acknowledging that is kind of fun. But I always like the original version of the hits, as you know that.
Yeah.
Mick Avery, drummer for the Kinks. 67 today. All of the night. Everybody remember this song?
Absolutely.
This is an age non-discriminatory song. And this group is as well. The Kinks. Big English group of the 60s and 70s. They are not performing together any longer. Supertramp, another one of these groups. And John Anthony Helliwell, sax player for the Supertramp group, is 66 today. Take the Long Way Home. This is their biggest song.
Breakfast in America album, one of the big albums of the 80s.
There you go, Richie. Melissa Manchester, always liked her, is 60 today. Big pop stuff. Right? You should hear how she talks about you. From the voice and mind of another woman who likes you. Y-O-U. Jane Seymour's birthday is today. She was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
That's right.
Among other things. Her real name is Joyce Penelope Wilhelmina Frankenberg.
Really?
Got an Emmy for playing Dr. Quinn. She also starred as Jackie O in Onassis, the richest man in the world. She was, remember her in Live and Let Die, the card?
Yes.
There, the reader. That's where she really got started, as a matter of fact.
What was her name? Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who remembers? Let me just look and see if I can. Let me make a quick reference for the music.
Oh, Debbie, what was her name? She had a cool name in that movie.
Yeah, she did.
Something that had to do with the cards.
Yep. Let's see. Solitaire.
Solitaire.
Got it, Richie? You're proud of me?
Good. Very good.
And who says I got something wrong with my mind?
That's right.
Yeah.
Showing them now.
Thank you. What about the Simpsons, Matt Groening, 57. Which voice is he?
He's a creator.
And he's smart,
really?
Too, isn't he?
He's a voice of one of them.
I think he is.
I think you're right, Dennis.
I think he is. Oh, really? No, maybe it's Julie something or other that is.
Yeah, Julie Kavner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the other one from the other childhood actress that's in The Simpsons, the voice?
Julie Kavner's the one, but...
There's another one. She's a Scientologist. Come on. Who's the other voice in there? Somebody's going to call us and tell us. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to Allie Campbell with UB40. It's Allie Campbell's 52nd birthday.
You're not talking about Hank Azaria.
No, I'm talking about a woman whose name begins with an N.
It's a woman.
Yep.
Nancy Cartwright.
Yep.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Thank you, Richie.
There you go.
That's exactly who it is. Yep. See, both of our minds are working well.
Somewhat.
Big ride on the roller coaster of life, Rich. A red wine. I don't give this guy too much time. Mickey Craig, bassist with Culture Club. 51. Do you think everybody in this group had to be gay? Or was it just my imagination?
Their boyfriends were, I think.
And okay. If they weren't, they missed a good opportunity.
Yeah. Alex Borstein, who's voice of Lois. Family Guy.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
Ronnie Vannucci Jr., drummer for The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
The slightest idea who these people are. He's 35 now.
Funding issues can be divisive.
Why do we need to choose between providing services and support for older adults versus children?
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. A new survey shows many people think public programs targeted to certain groups benefit everyone.
I think a really good example of that is Social Security.
AARP family expert Amy Goyer.
Social Security is not just something that serves older adults. Children whose parents are deceased get survivor's benefits. People who have disabilities get Social Security benefits.
But while people believe all ages can help each other, few are mingling.
40% of the respondents said that they have no regular interactions with people of other generations. That's in their community. And
the nonprofit Generations United sponsored the survey. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
What happened to my assignment?
What assignment is that?
I asked you to find, with all of the, every song or every version of Good Morning America, How Are You? Every version.
But then we'd work on Good Morning America.
Yeah, it's not the name of the show. We're called Good Day.
No, but my welcoming, my round of warmth.
The very next day you decided that stations that may want to air us a little later in the morning or a little later in the afternoon
We're locking ourselves to morning.
Right.
We don't do that.
That you didn't want to offend them by saying it was morning still.
All right, thanks, Rich.
You're welcome.
Big help you are.
I'm here for you.
I know you are. 34 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Charlotte.
Besides, I just didn't feel like doing it.
I know you didn't. The people who have now entered into it. I'm the only one here in the studio at the CRN Digital Center here.
Can I make an admission to you
about
guys?
About 5 hours ago, I got here, and I don't have I don't have keys to get, and I forgot my cell phone. So I couldn't get, and the fellow that was supposed to be here wasn't quite here yet. So I'm thinking, all right, what am I going to do? There's no, you know what?
I love this. I love your thinking.
One of the great things about cell phones is there are no more payphones. I looked around. I went up and down the street looking for a payphone.
For your own protection in this neighborhood, buddy.
I know. So then I've only been to Jennifer's house once, but it's not far up the street. So I drove up the street, Richie. And I'm looking for the street that Jennifer lives on. And it's this cross street, and then there's another street to the right. So I went up three or four cross streets. And I just figured, you know, I could drive here. I could be from now until noontime trying to find this house. I just looked for the worst part of it. And
so mean.
Wow.
My house is cute.
Wow.
It is cute. It's very cute. I'm only teasing. So anyway, I didn't find her house. So I came back here. Unfortunately, Dave was here and managed to get everything going.
Good thing, because I would have answered the door with my shotgun.
Yeah.
Who goes there?
Be hard to talk with a big hole in your chest. I'm so distracted this morning.
Why is that, Rich?
Well, apparently the new swimsuit edition of the Sports Illustrated is coming out, and they keep having models on the morning shows, and
why don't you turn them off, Rich? That would be a good
idea. Are you crazy?
Is on the cover, it's hard to even notice she has a face.
That's sort of an earmark of where we are. It's the swimsuit edition. It's also this weekend, for those of you who don't know, pitchers and catchers report to the baseball camps this weekend,
Let's
the week after that.
I'm going.
Yeah, Richie's going. But we have we go to the Arizona swim. Yeah. Why aren't there any spring training camps in California? Just too expensive? Maybe it's too expensive.
I would tell you, I've been to the Scottsdale spring training camp. I saw the Giants and the Padres play.
Yeah.
Neat. What a nice little park. Neat,
6 weeks.
Neat.
Richie.
So, and I'll be in Orlando 1 month from now. I will be in Orlando watching the Braves and the Nationals play.
The most important thing is that people in general will be able to go to a baseball game.
That's
in
what
six
I'm talking
weeks.
About. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're just talking about you. It's the baseball.
I'm talking about baseball in Orlando.
Fans.
Let's go.
Fans.
We'll all go see Dr. Ken.
All right, everybody's done with Valentine's Day. Everybody had a healthy Valentine's meal, right?
I had seared ahi.
Did you really? Okay.
Oh,
by the way, I had yesterday something that was pretty close to having sushi.
It was a baked
lobster that had been cut up into pieces and put on top of rice, and then there was crab meat in the thing. So it looked like it was sushi cut up that way.
But it was cooked. Baked.
It was cooked.
It was cooked.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
well, for
like
you
sushi.
To do that, what was her name?
It was,
yeah, really.
It was healthy Valentine's Day dining.
What was her name? She asked. The lady asked you a question.
Healthy Valentine's Day.
Did you get a little
dining. Healthy Valentine's Day dining.
You did?
With crab and lobster breath?
Healthy Valentine's Day. You know, we were talking about Jane Seymour's
diary. He's really a nice guy, but he had severe lobster breath.
Yeah, right. All right, so here's Janet Seymour, also known as Jane, who's having her 60th birthday. The reason that I bring this up, we were talking about birthdays a few minutes ago. We always celebrate the birthdays of famous people on their birthday. That's the idea. She's 60 today and is one of the few women that I have seen who are my contemporaries who can get away with long hair. Most women, for whatever the reason, and I wonder why that is, Jennifer, why do women, as they get older, feel like they must have short hair? Why not long? What's the problem with long hair?
I think for a lot of women, when it starts to go gray, your hair gets kind of wiry. It's not as luxurious as it once was.
Really?
And so it's easier to control and manage and make look nice when it's a little bit shorter.
Janet Jackson just did that.
She did.
She cut it all off. Yeah.
I think that women with long hair are sexy. I think she looks much younger than her. Doesn't she have Jane Seymour have one of those creams or one of those infomercial selling?
She used to, I think.
Some kind of cream.
I don't know if she still does.
There were all those people that are on board now. Matter of fact, I saw somebody selling it with the swimsuit model from 20 years ago. Who tried to act. Yeah, no. Was it Kristen Brinkley? No, it's the other one.
The other one, yeah.
With
the
little
Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was that woman from The Good Wife, who is the investigator who's Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who seems to be making her. Everybody's pretty happy with her. So the two of them were pumping whatever it is that keeps their faces looking the way they do.
Susan Lucci has one, and she just went on Oprah and said she didn't have cosmetic surgery. And, man, if she didn't, she looks good, and I want her facial product.
So did Oprah Winfrey laugh?
No, why? No, actually, Susan Lucci showed herself without makeup.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty telling.
She looks pretty good.
Wow. Does she? Yeah. Diet and all that sort of thing. She's the tiniest woman I've
ever met.
She is. So
she
small,
is like,
she?
You could put her in my pocket. She is so short and little.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The poll today at DougStephan.com talks about or references the energy drink controversy. If you are letting your children have those energy drinks, you're a bad parent. If you don't know, okay, you get a pass. But why don't you know? You ought to know what your children are doing. But if these children go off and can get into it, let's think how easy it is. You go into, what, a 7-Eleven? You can buy these things. Anywhere you go to the gas station, you can buy these things. You can buy them. I don't know if you can buy them at supermarkets. Can you buy these things in supermarkets?
Yep.
These various drinks?
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
Okay.
Sure.
So do you agree with me that you're a bad parent if your children are drinking these things?
Yep.
Yeah. It's bad parenting. Not good at all.
I would even say that you shouldn't let your kids drink soda. I mean,
I agree with you.
We are pretty
100%.
Bad. We let our kids drink a Sprite every now and then, no caffeine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, juices and stuff, which have a lot of sugar, you know, the juice boxes and everything. But pretty much milk and water is what we try.
Milk and water.
But, man, I can't imagine letting your kid get jacked up on caffeine. I can't handle mine the way they are without caffeine.
The video of the day today at gooddayshow.com, it's also known as DougStephan.com, the reaction of the Weather Channel Jim Cantore. He was in a snowstorm in Chicago last week when the sky was filled with thunder and it freaked him out. You should see this. Weather Channel Jim Cantore, who's a...
Listen to this. Oh! Listen to that! Son of a... That's unbelievable! Oh, my goodness!
God's coming for you, buddy.
Holy smoke! Just incredible!
And he's looking up at the sky like he's expecting God to come pick him up.
Bobby!
Who's he talking to?
Or his producer.
Twice in one storm, baby! Holy smoke!
What a loser.
Wow.
You're a weather guy. It thunders, buddy. Oh, my God.
A moment for the MetaFast diet, please.
Yeah.
MetaFast being safe and simple and satisfying and supported as it is. You had 5 MetaFast meals yesterday, Richie. What were they? Do you remember? You had pancakes. I remember that.
I had cooked some pancakes over the weekend, brought some in yesterday. I always start my day with one of the bars, either the mint chocolate bar or the peanut butter chocolate bar. Then I usually have a shake or an oatmeal around 11, and then I usually have the chili or the chicken noodle soup around 2, and then I have my green and lean meal around 5. Which yesterday was a chicken salad.
Really?
And then around 8 or 9, I will have either the brownie or the soft serve.
Did you have your healthy fat?
Yeah, olive oil on the salad.
Good boy. Right.
Yeah. So, Jen, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just finished right now. You can hear my bowl.
Yep.
I just finished the apple cinnamon oatmeal, which is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
All right, the secret here is MetaFast has been developed and used and recommended by doctors, like our own Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He has looked this thing over. You can safely lose the weight, and everybody's having good luck with that here. Matter of fact, very good luck, I would say. So what are you waiting for? What are you doing? Wasting your time doing stuff that doesn't have any structure to it. You know.
Oh, I need structure,
you need,
man.
Some structure.
I need structure.
You need support.
Yeah.
And that's what these people will help you. You'll get a call every week from the dietitian. You'll order the right foods. And by the way, when you are deciding to get on board, if you log on to MetaFastKen.com to get into the MetaFast program, enter Dr. Ken when you see the prompt, you'll save $50 when you buy the MetaFast product. Here's the way, either online, MetaFastKen.com, or you can be in touch via phone, 800-506-4115. Use the same code, D-R-K-E-N, save the money. Results vary when you are involved in these things, but they're so good. Everybody that we've had on the program has been dealing with this, has lost the weight, and that's what you want. You want a weight loss program that works. So consult your physician as you go on to this. Go online for complete program and discount details, MetaFastKen.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
We fans, get ready. Mario Sports Mix is now available in stores. Get 4 sports in one action-packed game. It's Mario and his Mushroom Kingdom friends like you've never seen them before. Here to tell us all about it, it's Mario.
Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo! I'm super duper excited about my new game, Mario Sports Mix. You can play four games. They're all on one disc. Volleyball, basketball, dodgeball, and a hockey. And you can play as your favorite character, like Mario or Luigi. Or you can play as a Final Fantasy or a Dragon Quest character. And you can make your own me character and play right in my game. Four players can play on a Wii, or you can play two players on Wi-Fi, also known as a Wi-Fi. It's a super duper fun for everyone. See you in my game, and thank you very much. Woohoo!
Mario Sports Mix is rated E for everyone. For more information, go to MarioSportsMix.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, I'm just checking out the website of the day today.
Yeah.
It is creditinfocenter.com.
Oh, yeah.
Creditinfocenter.com. Another good one is ultimatecredit.com. Either of those two. One of them is run by a woman who graduated from Heidelberg. It's creditinfocenter.com. This is the one of those things. Yeah, I just wonder sometimes about the ethics involved here. These people say you don't have to pay your old debts. How do you not do that? How do you get out of it? I know legally you can get out of it, but how do you get out of it? It's, you know, kind of like in a healthy conscious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I've never been able to. I mean, I may be slow sometimes in paying people, but if I owe somebody money, you can be damn sure I'm going to pay him.
Mm.
So, you know, I've never stiffed anybody in my life, and you wonder when you look at these people make a. And these companies basically encourage you.
Yeah, some of these companies are like, don't pay them. We'll negotiate it out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but how do you... I mean, I understand writing stuff off, but you just... What this does is encourage people to be more irresponsible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What else are you telling people? Hey,
well,
what lesson is this for children?
Yeah,
don't
okay.
worry about it. We'll fix it so you can screw the company and don't have to pay.
You don't feel like doing your homework? Don't worry. We'll give you an A anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole mentality. That's why we have this hole in our heart. This, the heart of the country has a hole in it because of stuff like this. So now, am I a bad guy because I just gave people the idea to go there and figure out how to do it? I suppose if you're really into doing it, you'll do it no matter whether I suggest it or not. I'll tell you how to do it. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just saying that that's a couple of the centers that help people who are under, what do they call it, underwater. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a national malady, frankly. And we are in stage one. Hopefully that's where it stops. Can you imagine when it goes to stage two and stage three, how we're going to be able to pay our debts both individually and collectively? 15 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
The spending plan is out, and apparently there's something in it for everyone to hate. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. The president has formally submitted the fiscal 2012 budget to Congress, and the spending plan has some rather hefty numbers. First of all, the bottom line total is more than $3.7 trillion and calls for a cut in the federal deficit of $1.1 trillion over 10 years. Anticipating the criticism, President Obama immediately began defending his budget blueprint in a speech at a Maryland school yesterday. The president said the federal government must start living within its means, cutting waste, and eliminating spending the nation can do without.
Even as we cut waste and inefficiency, this budget freeze will require some tough choices. It will mean cutting things that I care deeply about. But if we're going to walk the walk when it comes to fiscal discipline, these kinds of cuts will be necessary.
As for the criticism, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wasted no time in blasting the spending proposal.
It spends too much, taxes too much, and borrows too much. It's unserious. And it's irresponsible.
Senator McConnell wasn't done, saying the president is on the wrong track.
This is not an I got the message budget, and this president clearly does not get it yet.
And with lots of attention on such things as defense spending, education, and other areas, you also have the allocation for NASA. No new spending for the space agency. NASA's funding would hold steady at 2010 levels of $18.7 billion. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden says this means a possible delay for the next generation rocket and that trip to Mars.
Our goals have not changed at all. The time to attain those goals will definitely be influenced by the out-year funding that's coming.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the east, it was an interesting day. Some very warm temperatures followed by some rain or snow, depending on location.
and then some cold temperatures settling in, so the grooming effort will be important, but where they got new snow, it could be a fun day out on the slopes. That's what Chuck was finding in northern Vermont.
It may have felt like spring skiing at the base of Smuggs Monday, but well over 3,000 feet, it was a blizzard at the summit, and cruisers were all nice and soft, just like baby powder. It's been snowing all afternoon into the late evening, so we have a nice powdery cushion to go with the cold. I'm Chuck Devine at Smuggler's Notch.
Okemo, also in Vermont, riding up over 40 miles of Killington packed powder, 140 trails total with 70-plus miles of skiing and riding. On Colorado, where the fresh packed powder continues at Arapahoe Basin, as they have every trail wide open, the same for Beaver Creek at 149 runs. Keystone continuing down a couple inches of new snow in the last few days, 135 trails open at Keystone. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On a light trading day, a mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow off 5 points yesterday to 12,268. S&P up 3, NASDAQ with an 8-point gain. Crude oil down 77 cents a barrel to $84.81. Bookstore chain Borders expected to file for bankruptcy this week. Reports the move could be made as early as today. The Wall Street Journal says Borders will seek protection from creditors for debts topping $1 billion. A recall to tell you about, Doro Juvenile Group is recalling close to 800,000 child safety seats because of a defective harness locking mechanism. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall is for certain models of the company's car seats made from May of 2008 through April of 2009. Consumers will be provided with a tube of non-toxic lubricant that can be applied to the harness release button so that the strap stays in the locked position. You hear about Tiger Woods? Fined for spitting during a golf tournament in Dubai this past weekend. Woods was seen spitting several times this past Sunday as he saw his chances of winning the tournament slip away. No word on how much the fine is, although we're sure Tiger can afford it. If you want to see Tiger spitting, it's all over YouTube. Couple of closing notes. First of all, some wedding news. Normally this music would be fine, but we're talking royals here. That's better. Britain's royal sweethearts are sticking close to home for members of their wedding party. Prince William selecting his younger brother, Prince Harry, as his best man. Bride-to-be Kate Middleton has asked her sister, Philippa, to be her maid of honor. The very modern couple announced all of this on Twitter yesterday. The wedding is set for April 29th. And finally, from royalty to the dogs. Down, boys, down. The 135th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show got underway at Madison Square Garden, New York City yesterday. Over 2,500 dogs, over 175 breeds. You have top dogs in each of the breeds and groups. They then go nose to tail for the ultimate prize, best in show. Last year's winner? There she is, Sadie, the Scottish Terrier, won it all. Who will win tonight? I have a lovable greyhound named Snoopy in my house. He's a rescue, and he's the best. Here's hoping the greyhound wins by a snout. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.